But first, a word from our sponsor.
Ronald McDonald didn't walk on Coca-Cola so you could drink water. No, he did not. And Ronald McDonald didn't feed the multitudes with 5 sesame seed buns and 2 100% pure Angus beef patties so you can eat salads for lunch. Ronald McDonald died on the cross for good times and great taste, not for you to worship false Burger Kings. Now can I get an I'm loving it?
Welcome to another episode of Localize It, where we talk to local people from the Northeast Ohio area about a band and a song that they would like to hear on the show for the day. Today we got Buddy Peel. Some people call him Greg. I've always called him Buddy. Buddy Peel has one of my favorite stories as far as being like, how'd you get into rock and roll? Like, Buddy was a bouncer with our boy Grant Rubber City Redbeard. I miss you, Redbeard. Buddy was a bouncer, and then he never played an instrument in his life. The dude's seen hundreds and hundreds of bands, thousands of bands probably, and always hated most of them because they weren't heavy enough. And then he ends up getting the call to learn how to play bass to join one of the heaviest bands in the world, Fistula. And then next thing you know, he's like touring Italy or wherever and playing in giant churches, which is like super fucking metal. Buddy Peel's a good friend of the show. He's a good friend of mine on a personal level. And today he's picking some heavy-ass Odious Sanction for you. Odious was one of the first bands I ever heard of in the local metal scene. They started in like the early 90s. I think they were called something else, Gutted or some shit like that. Their drummer is now the drummer for a little band called Immolation. And if you're like, I've never even heard of Immolation, stop listening to this show. What are we doing? What are you doing? I'm just kidding. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Tell your friends. Share this around. Odious Sanction's awesome as shit. Let's give Buddy Peel a call.
Fuck you and your twisted morning pregnant brainless
world. Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Ding ding dong ding. Ring a ding ding dong ding.
Hello?
Buddy, what's up, dude?
What up?
Shit, man, long time no talk. You doing all right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been fucking myself up pretty bad lately.
Yeah, I heard you, like, cut your whole fucking thumb off or something.
I cut about a half inch off a tip.
Jesus Christ.
With a table saw.
Just because you were bored, or?
What's that?
I said, were you just bored?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, I don't have health insurance. I think I'm going to fuck myself up really good. You know, for fun.
For fun. I'll prove that I'm more metal than all of you. Oh, shit. Well, thank you so much for answering the call for this today, dude. What I've been doing for the listeners at home, what we've been doing is we're having people from the Northeast Ohio area who know a thing or two about their local music and having them pick a band from the past or present to play on the show. And today you got a fucking killer band. You hit me up and you were like, why has nobody mentioned this band yet? And here we are, because I was like, you're the guy then. So will you tell us what
it has to be? Me.
It has to be you.
Yeah.
So tell us what you're going with today. Odious Sanction. How long has it been since Odious Sanction has been a band?
Dude, I don't even know.
It's been like 10 years. Yeah. At least like...
Probably 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Longer. Easy. It's, you know, I was kind of dropped out of there for a little while and Mm-hmm. Missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Yeah. Probably right around the same time frame.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I had a bunch of kids, and they're all grown now, but which is awesome, by the way.
Right.
There is a light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, dude, but Odious Sanction, you know, I was driving my mom's car the other day, and she has, like, Bluetooth in her car. And so I linked my phone up, and when you hit the media button on the phone, on the car, it immediately starts playing music. And it immediately started playing Odious Sanction. I was like, holy shit. God damn, I hadn't listened. You know, I have Psychotically Enraged downloaded on my phone. And
that album is fucking amazing.
I just haven't listened to it, dude. And it just started playing Narc. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot how angry and pissed off these guys were, dude. That's, like, it's hard to explain, man. There's a handful of bands that, for me, just, they speak to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't even have to understand a word they're saying. You just, you know, you just get it for some reason. And Odious Sanction is one of those bands for me, dude. They're so fucking angry. So pissed off. It was so brutal. It was awesome.
Yeah, and there was, like, only three dudes in the band, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, no. They had, there was four. They had a, you know, guitar, bass, drums, singer. And their drummer now, dude, I believe he plays for Immolation. He's, like, doing shit.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and, I mean, I first heard these guys when I was working at the Voodoo back in the day, dude, like early 2000s, and fucking Jeff Fall was like, bro, these guys are so fucking pissed off. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, dude, they're like really fucking angry. And I was like, awesome, dude. And they were, dude, they were so fucking pissed, dude. I'm like, holy shit, dude. It was amazing. You know, it was amazing. Then they did a big show years ago that was just, it was like 30 bands and a shitload of beer and fucking hash and Whippets and gyros. And it was such a good time. They're such awesome guys, dude.
Yeah.
You know, they were always really cool to me when I worked there, and like, yeah, but man, they were so fucking brutal. So
I remember, shit, I want to say it's like 98. This is how old we are. It's like 98.
Yeah.
And I went up to Peabody's and saw one of the dudes from Crypt Kicker. I think it was the singer from Crypt Kicker. And he was complaining about having to play after Odious Sanction. And Crypt Kicker, if you recall, was they were one of the bigger Cleveland bands at that time. Like, Crypt Kicker was like right under kind of Mushroomhead as far as like who was selling tickets, you know? And Crypt Kicker was like, I do not want to play after Odious Sanction.
Fuck, dude.
And fuck. I was just like,
dude, I mean, they were good.
Yeah, they were one of the more extreme, like, I mean, they covered the bases of like death metal and grind. And yeah, it's like, even if you don't like that kind of music, when you saw them live, it was just like, it was undeniable.
I don't think they could have picked a better name for an album than Psychotically Enraged.
Oh, yeah, right?
That pretty much sums them up right there, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Psychotically Enraged, dude. Those guys, so fucking good.
I would like so to, good. I would love for them to do anything. It doesn't make sense to me that, I mean, I guess if you're a drummer and you're going to join Immolation and shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I understand that.
Dude, I mean, I don't even know what those guys are doing at all, you know. I'm friends with Kevin Farley on Facebook, but yeah, I mean, I'm friends with like fucking 2,000 people on Facebook, you know.
Right.
So it's not like I communicate. I don't even know if he remembers me at all, you know?
Right.
I was just the backdoor guy, you know?
Nobody can forget you, buddy. Well, shit, dude. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm going to be playing some Narc by Odious Sanction right now. Thanks for picking Odious Sanction. They're one of the bands on my bucket list of bands that I hope somebody picks one day when while I'm doing this. And so,
yeah, dude, I mean, dude, just you won't be disappointed, dude.
No.
I mean, anything you can find online, you won't be disappointed. Thanks for having me.
No, any fucking time, brother. I'll talk to you soon for sure.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, there you have it. Let's listen to some Narc by Odious Sanction. Like what you heard, subscribe to us on things like Spotify or Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. I don't know, iHeartRadio. Tell people, share it. Go check us out on Facebook. We're keeping it 99.